It's time for a classical conversation now, and I am honored to welcome into the studio four musical luminaries from the production of Blue, which is a new opera. We're going to talk all about that. It's happening at Toledo Opera, and it will be a week from today, actually, Friday night, August 26th at 7:30 p.m., also the following Sunday, August 28th, at 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. Two performances. You can find more information at toledoopera.org. Now, let me welcome my guests who are here in the studio with me. We have Andy Marie Moore, who is a soprano, who is also singing the role of the mother in Blue. We have Kenneth Kellogg, who is performing the role of the father in Blue. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
You're also going to sing a little bit. And we also have Kevin Bilsma, I do want to mention. I don't want to forget him. He's going to be playing piano for you guys. So now we get to the conductor and the librettist slash director of Blue, Chelsea Tipton II. You may remember that name. Hello, Chelsea.
How are you doing? It's great to be back here in the Glass City once again.
Yeah. Well, people that follow the Toledo Symphony know you as a conductor on their roster back in the day.
Yes, I was the resident conductor for seven seasons and had a wonderful experience here. And then I left the Toledo Symphony to go down to Texas, in Beaumont, Texas, with the Symphony of Southeast Texas. Yeah. So it's great to be back here working with these wonderful musicians and to be back in the community once again.
And you've enjoyed the cooler weather since you came back,
right? This has been dynamite.
Yeah.
This has been dynamite. My hair is growing back from being up here, which is great. It's great.
People can't see your hair on the radio, but that's okay.
I have a head for radio, yeah.
Very nice. And I also want to introduce the librettist of Blue, who is in town directing this production. That is Tazewell Thompson, certainly an esteemed person in the field of opera. And welcome to you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here in Toledo.
Yeah.
At Toledo Opera. I'm really excited and very moved that the company's choosing to produce Blue.
Well, and the Toledo Opera has done so much in the way of podcasts and information sharing and awareness building with many different societies and cultures that you normally wouldn't associate with, you know, the storied world of opera sometimes, but the times they are hopefully a-changing a little bit. And Blue is definitely at the forefront of that. Now, for folks who don't know, let's just talk about what Blue is, right? It's an opera. You're the librettist, Tazewell, so maybe you can say something by way of introduction to the opera.
The opera is set in Harlem, which is also where I live. And it's the time is the present day. And it's a family, an African-American family, middle class. They could probably live on Stryver's Row, or they could even live in my neighborhood of 113th Street and Frederick Douglass Boulevard.
Yeah.
The mother is a college grad. She met and fell in love with a young man who is a police officer, and she runs her own restaurant in Harlem. And so they're very, you know, upwardly mobile and ambitious, deeply in love, and they're about to have their first child.
Mm.
Turns out to be a boy. We see the boy coming in at the end of Act One, where he's a teenager, and then something unfortunately happens to the boy that we find out in Act Two. And the hopes and promises and dreams that were set aside and built up around this boy is unfortunately dashed.
Mm.
And so the opera shows us how the family reacts and the community and their neighbors and the church and how they rally around both the father and the mother. And the opera, I don't want to say how it ends, but there is something about the ending that I think is for the audience to take a way of, you know, what could have been, what might have been, and was that last epilogue something that is of hope, or are we still living in the the dashed dreams of this child. So that's I'll leave that part of the synopsis open for now.
Well, I can only add that it's a very powerful ending. And the whole opera itself is extremely powerful. I saw the production in Detroit when it was there. And it really, really got to me. So much food for thought. I mean, just in the idea of the opera itself. But it touches on these universal themes. And I know, Chelsea, you've talked about some of the universal themes that do happen in opera, but in this way, it's contemporary and relevant to what's going on nowadays. Chelsea, I know that this is your first time conducting Blue. It's your first opera, right?
My first opera, yes. Oh. It's a different genre, different style, different approach to rehearsing, a different approach to study, working with the singers. I'm about to work with the orchestra this week, start working with the orchestra this week. But there are some universal truths here, and you know, we're trying to get across the emotion, and the two arias you're going to hear from my wonderful colleagues here is just filled with emotion. It's filled with hope. It's filled with and there's such wonderful lyrical passages throughout the opera. And Jeanine Tesori wrote the music for the opera, and she really does a great job of using this harmonic language that is beautiful, but as we'll see throughout the opera, there are moments of just great passion and emotions that the music wonderfully supports what's being said by our singers.
Wonderfully. Well, we have the father and the mother right here in the studio, and you're going to sing for us. I think we should maybe move on to the first piece of music and come back, and then we'll talk more about Blue. But who wants to go first? Kenneth, you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay, what are you going to sing for us?
I'll sing the father's aria to his son called Hello, My Son.
This is singer Kenneth Kellogg performing the role of the father, singing Hello, My Son, right?
Yes.
From the opera Blue, libretto by Tazewell Thompson, music by Jeanine Tesori. Kevin Bilsma at the piano here on FM 91.
Hello, hello, my son, it's your daddy. He hears me, he's laughing. Look, he's taking hold of my finger. Hello. Son, you make me cry, didn't want to have you. Now for you I'd die, I'd die. Oh, your mama's mouth, oh, you have my nose. Fingers, I've counted all your toes. I love your seashell ears. I love your wisp of hair. Your big brown eyes that seem to stare. With little fingers, you grasp my thumb. Everything that moves inside of me goes numb. My son, my little baby boy, my all the world, my pride and joy. Oh, what a gift, so rare, so sweet, so fun. You bring our lives a lift, no rifts between us now. He's ours, he's mine. Oh, what a gift, so rare, so sweet, so fine. Let's start a promise that we will never part. Entwine this child my boy, my son. He's mine.
That's music by Janine Tesori, the libretto by Tazewell Thompson, and sung by Kenneth Kellogg, who's portraying the role of the father in Toledo Opera's production of Blue. That is happening Friday, August 26th at 7:30 p.m., Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m., that's August 28th. Both of them, you can find information and tickets at toledoopera.org. Toledo Opera is a sponsor of programs here on WGTE. Kenneth, great job. That was such a beautiful aria, and it has so much hope, as Tazewell was talking about. There's so much wrapped up in that every person who's a parent or who has cared for young children definitely identifies with the, you know, future that you've laid out in your head for your baby boy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Interesting. When I first came to the piece, I just had My son was an infant when we started talking about the piece. Mm-hmm. So a lot of those emotions and those fears and those hopes were very real and very poignant to me in that time of my life.
Now, we should establish, you've sung this before, right? I saw you sing it in Detroit.
Yeah. I've been fortunate enough to do every production so far. It's been a very special piece to me.
Yeah. Tazewell, is he doing a good job?
I couldn't imagine anyone else in the role. I mean that.
Yeah,
I couldn't imagine. He performed the premiere, and as he said, he's done every production since in Seattle, in Pittsburgh, Detroit, and now here. And he's on the recording, CD. So he's magnificent.
Yeah. Now, Andy, you are also going to sing a song that is very touching and very much full of hopes and dreams, right? Have you done this role before?
This is my debut role.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You and Chelsea are both.
Yeah, we're debuting this role together. Chelsea conducting as an opera conductor for the first time.
I didn't want to worry you.
No, I'm not worried. You're awesome. Rehearsals have been so smooth. So I'm shocked, to be honest.
It's not like you're conducting for the
first
time.
Right?
Exactly. Not quite that,
Exactly. No, you're wonderful. But this is my first time singing The Mother.
Yeah, it seems so natural a fit for you from what I've heard everybody talking about. What part of you do you think identifies with this character?
Oh, the entire show, to be honest, because I am a mother. I have a mother of two. I have a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old. I'm also married. And I'm a happily married woman, and I'm raising two beautiful, wonderful, intelligent little black boys. So when Tazewell approached me with this for Toledo, I was thinking, oh wow, I would love to, especially after reading the libretto, and to be here with my colleague and good friend Kenneth, it's just like, for me, it's like a match made in heaven. It just really works.
That's wonderful. We're going to hear you sing it in a little bit, but first I want to ask Tazewell to talk a little bit about the process of creating Blue. I mean, you wrote the libretto for this. Did you write it from the beginning with Janine Tesori in mind? I mean, how did that collaboration work?
Well, no, Janine Tesori had me in mind.
Ah, okay.
The project came to her first.
I see.
And she was commissioned to write something about the way of the world in general, but the way of the world in particular here in America. And it didn't have to be on race, or it didn't even have to be centered around women's issues, something that was socially and politically relevant about where we stand right now and what's ahead for us as a country. And I was submitted, because I made myself be submitted. I had heard that there were others that were being considered. So Janine and I met, and she chose me. I gave her a sample of not only my work in plays, but I wrote a couple of scenes that she could look at, and we had a great, great first meeting. So I then went and wrote this story, this libretto, and took a year. I had many drafts. I have some drafts that did not make it to the what we have now. And so then the process after that was Janine would begin to work on a scene or an aria, and she had me come to her studio, which was in Midtown Manhattan, and I would read to her the scene, and she'd have me read it again, and she would start to work that way. And then I came back another time, and I read another scene or a couple of pages, and she gave me some wonderful notes. As a writer, as a playwright, I could just write forever and just keep writing, and I do.
Yeah.
And then I go back and I edit myself. But for an opera, it's so different.
Yeah.
You have to leave enough room for the music to be the heart and the soul. And I found out that it's the libretto, the words, the story that's really, it's the spine. Mm-hmm. It's the scaffold.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the music is the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was wonderful to work with her as my first opera, because she's genius, number one. And we had a lot of laughs, we had tears. Mm-hmm. And this was a very, very difficult opera for me to write. It really struck home in terms of, you know, a black teenager unarmed who was shot by a white police officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so the process was grueling at times, and sometimes I felt when I was rewriting that I was, you know, trying to hand in a term paper on time. Mm. But most of the time, it was very exhilarating. It was very satisfying. And having Janine as my partner in this was the most rewarding artistic time I've ever had. And I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
And now having this opera produced at Toledo Opera is so wonderful for me, because we have Kenneth, who is, you know, created the role, but we have Andy, who I've been wanting to work with again. We worked on a project that I wrote about the Fisk Jubilee Singers, which is really an opera, and she played a great role in that, and we've been wanting to work again. And Andy's going to sing the role in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
With Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that we found this moment that we could meet again and work again together. So,
yeah.
You know, the process was, as I said, exhilarating and difficult and satisfying. Oh, the other thing I want to add is that there's a lot of humor in this opera. I just want to, you know, mm-hmm. even though the subject matter might seem dire and tragic, and of course there are those moments, but there's a lot of humor in the opera.
There is indeed, and I am so struck by the different communities that are represented and that interact with each other. I mean, you have obviously the black community and their place in the world. You have the policing community, of which you, Kenneth, are a big part of,
yeah.
and the conflict that happens, not only literally happens, but with you emotionally. In that society, you have the parenting community. You have the people that, as we spoke about, that will be looking at it as much of a tragedy as your character, Kenneth, does as well. These different communities that seem to be represented in this opera.
And the church.
And the church, of course. How could I forget the church?
Yeah.
Some of the most inspiring music in the show, definitely. So I think that, you know, that speaks a little bit towards what Chelsea was talking about, these universal truths. But it's very much in line with what you might get out of traditional opera, but it's a startlingly different way of presenting it and making it something that people can understand and maybe bring new audiences in. Were you cognizant when you were writing the libretto of this that you were trying to reach a new audience, you were trying to speak to the African American community through your art as a whole?
To be very frank and very honest, no. I was terrified that it would not go beyond the African American community, that it would just be so specific. But I had to write the story that I knew how to write, the story that I, you know, was very real to me and touched me in a very deep and personal way. It wasn't until through some of the workshops and on opening night at Glimmer Glass Opera, the majority of the audience, 90% of the audience, was Caucasian. Mm-hmm. And they were laughing and they were weeping and they stood up immediately when the curtain went up for a standing ovation, mm-hmm. even before the principal characters came forth. Mm-hmm. So it was, and I was, you know, racked with nerves. I even had, I grew up in a convent as a child, and three of the nuns who were my cottage mothers, in a sense, who are now in their 80s and early 90s, they came up, they surprised me on opening night, and they were a wreck. You know, these were Caucasian nuns, and they, you know, A, it was their child who was had written an opera, and but it was very moving to me to see how it touched so many people outside of the Black community.
Yeah.
And how Andy was saying, and Kenneth was saying, as a mother and a father, Black or white, how it really resonates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that was really important mm-hmm. to me. And of course, you know, when I, the priest, the reverend, it's called in the opera, is someone that I knew about because I was an altar boy, and I spent many a time, because I wasn't the best child growing up, I was always getting into trouble because I was imitating the nuns and everybody else who walked into the room. I was the class clown. So I knew how to write about the reverend because I would go to his office, and he was always a man of the scriptures. He never said, "Now, Mr. Thompson, you should not, you must not." He always was quoting either the Baltimore Catechism or the Pope. Rather than dealing with a real person, which is what we have in the opera, you know, yeah. it's, you know, he's, in a sense, he's a number who comes into the room when he visits the reverend, when the father does, and the father has to turn him around and say, "Look at me, it's me who's talking to you here now,"
yeah.
and it's one of my so-called fellow officers who did this to me, this to my family, to my community. And I need your help. And they don't really communicate until the end of the opera, which Kenneth and Gordon Hawkins, who will be our reverend, who also created the role, they do that moment, they act that moment so beautifully, without words or without song.
Yeah. It's so rich and such a natural pairing, I think, between your words and Janine's music. Wonderful production. I remember watching it in Detroit to a full crowd, and I would say the split was maybe half Black, half white, and I was sitting with some young people who had never been to the opera before, and they were absolutely enthralled and taken with it. So, you know, it definitely has themes, I think, that speak to a very wide audience. And hopefully, speaking to our Toledo audience, Andy, I know that you have a beautiful song for us. I'm going to let you perform for us now. What are we going to hear?
I'll be singing "I Love Him."
Very nice. And what is the circumstance of this aria?
In this aria, I, you know how, well, you probably don't know how because you're not a girlfriend. But when, as women, when we're trying to explain to them why we chose a certain man, and we're hoping that they like him and love him as much as you do. And so at this moment is when she's trying to tell them, "I love him because he loved me first. He said so. He wanted me." And a lot of times as women can relate to this, not just Black women, but all women, is that we feel like we're always kind of chasing you guys to say, "Hey, you want to marry me? I am the one."
That
marriage
not been,
is the marriage part, you know? Hey.
That has not been my experience, I have to say.
So, but that's how a lot of women are. We're always seeming to chase. And finally, someone that we find attractive, that he's intelligent, he's everything. Yeah, he might be a cop, but
there's that mutual
love. It's
that
love.
It's a mutual love.
Yeah.
She's talking about you, Kenneth.
We are really good friends.
We really, really
and
are.
And I do love her.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But I also love her husband as well. For the record.
Well, let's hear this performance. Andy Marie Moore, who is portraying the role of the mother in the opera Blue. Kevin Bilsma at the piano, performing here on FM 91.
when I love him, and that seems something. I looked at him, he looked at me. I heard him say, he said to me, it's you I want, I must have you.
Soprano Andy Marie Moore performing here in our performance studio. We heard an excerpt from the opera Blue, I Love Him, the title of that particular music. We heard also Kevin Bilsma at the piano, and thanks to Kevin for joining us. I want to thank all of you for joining me today, and I'd like to give you the last word, perhaps. You know, you each can say something to our audience here in Toledo and to folks who maybe have never seen the opera or been to an opera before or conducted an opera, right? Chelsea. I think it'd be great to end that way. So why don't we go around the table, and starting with you, Andy, because we just heard your beautiful voice. Let's hear your speaking voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you again for having me, and I'm so glad to be a part of this production and with Toledo Opera. But what I want to just tell the audience is you just need to come and see it. And once you come and see it, you're going to tell your friends about it, and then they're going to need to come and see it. So please join us on August 26th and the 28th.
So every time I've done this production, I leave the theater changed. And every person I've talked to who has witnessed the production also has that mutual experience of being changed by witnessing it. So art for me is one of the most powerful forms of expression, and Blue reaches the height of that.
This is such an important production, and one of the things that I appreciate about it is that it doesn't focus on the violence. It focuses on the emotions, the pain, the joy that comes from that. So the first act is about the joy of hope, and then the second act trying to resolve this tremendous loss. And we often put things in such kind of bumper sticker type of categories. It's more complicated than that. Mm. And this opera really goes deep in trying to explore what happens when you have loss and the feelings and the emotions. So that's something that everyone can relate to. I don't have children, but this opera still touched me in many different ways from the experiences that I've had in my life. So we invite you all to come out to see our wonderful production, and you won't be disappointed, and you'll have an incredible experience filled with emotion.
Absolutely. Well, Tazewell, you want to give a last-minute pitch here for the opera?
Yes. Well, Andy and Kenneth and Chelsea have really said it all. So I want to just add a public service announcement. I think it's vitally important that the community supports Toledo Opera. I think to have an opera company in Toledo is enormously fortunate and powerful, and it needs the support of the community, not just in Toledo, but outside of Toledo as well. Please come see Blue, of course. I want you to see my opera with this wonderful company that's headed by a magnificent maestro and Chelsea Tipton. But more than that, I really want you to support the lively arts, the opera in particular here, and Toledo Opera. Come and join the rest of the audiences at Toledo Opera, and then see what's coming up for next season, which you'll find out when you come to the opera. Support Toledo Opera. Come see Blue.
Bravo. Well said. Well, the performances are Friday, August 26th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday, August 28th at 2 o'clock p.m. in the afternoon. Just two performances of this extremely powerful opera. In case I didn't make it clear, Tazewell Thompson not only is a librettist, but he's also directing this opera. So you're really intimately involved with this particular production. I want to thank the four of you for coming in and sharing your talents today. Tazewell, of course, Tazewell Thompson, thank you so much. Chelsea Tipton II, who is conducting the opera, thanks to you. Great to see you, after a few years. And also two wonderful singers, Kenneth Kellogg, portraying the role of the father, and Andy Marie Moore, portraying the role of the mother. Thanks to you two for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.